This is Ozarks at Large. On June 15, 2012, President Obama announced that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security would stop deporting hundreds of thousands of young people brought into the U.S. by family members illegally. These youth, DHS further announced, could also apply for deferred action for childhood arrival status, entitling them to temporary employment authorization cards, government-issued IDs, and driver's licenses. So far, thousands of undocumented Arkansas youth have been granted relief under the program. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to Fort Smith to meet one of them.
Dean's Carpets, how can I help you?
Cindy Perez answers the phone at Dean's Discount Carpets on Kelly Highway in Fort Smith this morning. She works here full-time in the front office and attends college. But just a year ago, this Northside High School graduate had zero options. Her situation traces back to when her family brought her across the U.S. border from Mexico when she was just a toddler.
My family came to the United States when I was 2 years old. We lived in a small town in the state of Guanajuato. We've lived in Fort Smith, Arkansas since then. They basically came here in search of a better life.
Guanajuato is one of 31 sovereign states comprising the Mexican Republic and is located in central Mexico. Both Cindy's parents are in the process of securing their work visas, and Cindy's two siblings were born here, so are U.S. citizens. But for her, she was undocumented, and things looked bleak. That is until last June, when she heard President Barack Obama announce that hundreds of thousands of undocumented young people like herself could apply for temporary work authorization credentials under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, DACA for short.
It was the most exciting day of my life. It really was. I thought, yay, finally, I'll be able to get a job, I'll be able to drive, I'll be able to go to school and get my Social Security number and live my life like everybody else.
Although the deferment process is complex and deferments are limited, the family encouraged her to apply right away.
So yeah, it was available August the 15th, and I submitted my application August the 15th. And in 2 months, I received my work permit in the mail, and I was extremely excited. The next day, I went to the Social Security office where I applied for a Social Security number. And as soon as I got my Social Security number, I went to take my driver's test, and I got my driver's license, and it was on from there.
Cindy had to pay a $465 application fee, plus she had to prove that she's lived in the United States at least 6 years, arriving before her 16th birthday, was born after 1981, was attaining an education or military record, and had no criminal record. It's a lot of paperwork for individuals who are demographically invisible. But as soon as she got her work authorization card?
Oh, not long at all. John told me, as soon as you get your Social Security number, come here and we'll fill out an application.
She's talking about John Paul Dean, her new boss. They met several years ago at Christ the King Catholic Church.
She does a fantastic job.
John Paul Dean inherited the carpet store from his father, who established the business in 1966. And he's made a practice to employ individuals seeking to rebuild their lives. But he had no idea so many undocumented families were living in Arkansas. That is until a man who spoke no English showed up at his business 5 years ago looking for work.
There was a young lady who came into the store with her father, and she was acting as his translator, and he wanted to have a job working here at the store.
He soon learned the family had no papers. He couldn't hire the father legally, but made the decision, after learning her story, to provide a scholarship to the daughter to attend college. He's helped others as well. John Paul Dean says he's politically independent and not an activist.
However, I have strong views that about things. I think that the immigration laws need to be changed to allow people that are talented and qualified to come in.
Because, he says, the American economy needs people who want to work, especially those who risk their lives crossing the border in search of a job. Cindy Perez, who's turned 20, is working full-time, plus she's enrolled part-time at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith studying accounting. But in 2 years, her special immigration status will expire. nor does it convey a path to lawful permanent resident status or U.S. citizenship.
And after 2 years, we'll be eligible to reapply. And hopefully, they will allow us to continue reapplying for it, or actually get some kind of immigration reform going.
Which is currently stalled in Congress, says Maria Reith, co-founder and executive director of the Arkansas United Community Coalition. Reith, who was recently honored by the White House for her work on comprehensive immigration reform, has been encouraging young people across Arkansas to secure DACA status, including Cindy Perez.
Well, for us here in Arkansas, the most recent statistics show that about 3,606 youth from Arkansas have applied for deferred action for childhood arrivals, and approximately 2,760 of those have been approved. Our approval rate for Arkansas is 76.5%, which is in the top third of the national median, a number that we're very proud of. And the states, just to give you a sense of the range of states, there are states where less than 50% are actually getting approved. And what this means is that this program really is addressing a very tangible need for Arkansas youth and benefiting directly our state in a very real way. That said, we believe that there are still about 9,000 eligible youth for DACA, some not quite as of yet. There's about 2,000 to 3,000 of those that have yet to hit the 15-age minimum, but will be eligible within the next year.
Of the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States, as many as 2 million are young people. In Arkansas, Mireya Reith has been working in coalition with other advocates to locate and assist them in the complex application process for deferment.
Where youth could connect with attorneys and train volunteers to get support. We also have to applaud really Catholic Charities, Arkansas Justice for Our Neighbors, Arkansas Coalition for Dream, amongst other nonprofits that supported that effort.
And although there's a long way to go, Reith says the success stories are really something.
We've been really excited to see a full range of employment being extended to our DACA youth at restaurants, or within the food industry. But then we've seen several of our youth actually be very quickly picked up by very specialized industries such as doctors, psychologists, businesses, corporations, because they have long had a shortage of bilingual individuals, talented individuals.
And for Cindy Perez, her deferment is also a political action, allowing her to step further out of the shadows as a, quote, dreamer, one who supports comprehensive immigration reform for undocumented youth.
Right now, we're working towards informing our community of immigrant rights. And also, we have a couple of projects where we want to get the Hispanic community more involved in education.
And now, with her changed status, Cindy Perez plans to settle in Fort Smith.
My dream is to become an accountant and have several rental properties.
And she'll likely get an excellent deal on flooring. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
In June, the U.S. Senate, by a 68-32 vote, passed, for the first time in a generation, a sweeping immigration reform bill titled the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. The measure is now before a majority Republican U.S. House.